Hey guys, it's Neil Pascoe here. For more information around Bitcoin and NewSciTech, jump onto my new platform at www.innate-awareness.com. www.innate-awareness.com. Innateawareness.com. And then just click on the Bitcoin in the top right hand corner, or click on the tab that says NewSciTech. There's a bunch of videos on there and also an affiliate link to get signed up under the Nate Max crew, and then we'll support you and guide you through the whole process of getting financial freedom. All right, guys, enjoy the beautiful podcast and I'll speak to you shortly. Hey guys, and welcome. So today is just a brief interview to basically smooth over what's going on with cryptocurrency, what's happening with Bitcoin, and also to try and answer some of the questions that are commonly coming up, because most people don't know about cryptocurrency. It's less than 1% of the population actually understand it. A lot of people have been saying, oh, I missed the boat, I missed out, I should have got in earlier. And we're going to basically dismantle that approach and let you know that you definitely haven't missed out. And now is an amazing time to get in and get some financial freedom. So we have a friend of mine, Roman Light, who's going to be talking to us and giving us a bit of a rundown on what he's achieved and what he's been into. We've got Shane Benatar here from Connecting Consciousness, the Instagram account, which is going viral around the world and put some big posts out there about truth and empowerment. And we've got Zaki Zychoka, and she's runs a marketing firm and is a big player in that realm. So she wants to get on board and find out how she can get some financial freedom for herself, her friends and her family. And this for me is as a chance to do what I do normally, but to bring people on so they can then be freer to do better things in the world. Now, as soon as you have financial freedom, that means you can do better stuff in the world. That means you have more time and you have better health to go out there and make change. And USI, the CEO of this company, this is what they talk about in the seminar in Sydney. The CEO's basically said, there's a big German guy, and he was like, once you make your money and you're safe and you have food on the table, he goes, now you're accountable to make change in the world. And that was really nice to hear that from a CEO to talking about us making change. So these mining companies, these blockchain technologies, this Bitcoin, we're going to hit into this. And this is going to be a broad spectrum video that you guys can send to your friends when you're bringing them on board. And you can work in this tree, in this chain of people, and have the support network, which is going to come from Roman, Shane, Jackie, myself. We're going to be supporting all the people that are under us, giving you the best information and updates we possibly can, because we're all invested. So no one wants to lose money. No one wants to do any stupid decisions. And we also want to give you as much information as we can so you can make a concern decision yourself and embody that information. So I think I'll probably open up with just Roman, maybe have a little bit of a chat. And Shane, you had a few things to say earlier, so we'll flow back and forth about what we feel about crypto, what it could mean for the future, and what it could mean for people like you guys out there who are watching this. You people who are watching Connecting Consciousness and NateMax TV and are already awake and aware, this is your leg in to do something early, get on board, make some serious cash, and then get out there and start dismantling the system and having a world of positive people doing good things and not enslaved in the financial system. So thank you, Roman. And maybe a little introduction so people know who you are. And yeah, let's go.
Hi, Nate. Thanks very much for inviting me today. I don't know where to start. Just get into conscious work, maybe 8 years from now. My specialty is more sacred geometry and ancient knowledge and alchemy, ancient codes and free energy technology, quantum physics, like more that. But I came into cryptocurrency a few months ago and just starting to realize that it was the shift that I was expecting to come for years, and now it's here. And I'd just like to share a little bit my two cents on all this, because it's not easy to understand. I can see it took me like, I heard about it maybe 4 or 5 years ago, and I procrastinated during this time until like life kicked me hard. And I was like, all right, like there's something to do. And since I'm jumped into it, I still can't believe what's happening. It's so amazing.
Excellent, dude. Well, it's good to see you have gone through the process and you can actually speak for yourself and what's going on. A lot of people are talking it up. They're not actually invested. They know about it, but they haven't yet taken the leap to get in. And once again, I keep hearing over and over again, oh, I bought 10,000 Bitcoins 7 years ago, blah, blah, blah. It's like, yeah, that's great. Like we can say that about lottery tickets. Oh, I was one number off. I should have done this, should have done that. Stop the shoulders, okay? And let's focus on what we can do now. And what's for sure is that Bitcoin is skyrocketing. It's taking off around the world. There's ATMs being placed in certain countries. And this is, I think, unstoppable technology, isn't it, Roman? Like the blockchain technology, it can't actually be stopped. It's kind of been released and it's set up in a sense that no one can shut it off. Is that true?
We're facing probably a biggest revolution that internet itself has brought to humanity. Like if you remember well back in the day, even Bill Gates was saying that internet would just revolutionize the market of fax machine, you know, like, and Bill Gates like claimed to be quite a mentor into the computer realm. So now like 20 years later, we realize that internet wasn't just about the fax machine. It actually revolutionized many, many aspects of our life. And now it's actually very hard to imagine what blockchain is going to change in our life. Blockchain is basically the first technology that has the potential to replace governments, corporation in such a way that it will just bring freedom to the whole humanity. So like, how can we be doubtful of this? How can we not want to know more about it? Like, this is such an exciting time.
Epic. Amazing. So your personal experience, dude, like you've been on here for a while doing this, and I did a seminar of you a little while ago and you gave me some information. And one of my good friends I do seminars and stuff with, he actually told me about this months and months ago, you know, and usually I'm the first person to jump the gun. Like my general rule of thumb in life is bite off more than you can chew and chew like crazy. And that's worked for me a bunch of times, and it really hasn't a bunch of times too. Ask my parents. So, yeah, but this one's been good to actually know people who are doing it and seeing the money going into the account. And there's a process behind what you have to do. I think what we're doing here today is making a simple step-by-step process. So it's like you do this, get a wallet, get some Bitcoin, invest into USI or invest into Bitcoin or whatever you want to do. And then watch these three videos, get yourself a Trezor if you're a bit scared, invest what you feel you can afford to lose. That's what everyone should be out there understanding. Invest what you can afford to lose, unless you're like me and you bite off more than you can chew and then just whatever happens, happens. What's your personal experience? And like, tell me a little bit about this company USI, because this talk is basically about USI. We want to get to the nitty gritty of who they are, what they're about, what they're offering, okay, and what the risks are, so people can get their head around that. Because the people who get in now are going to make some cash. Like, I'm making money, you're making money, everyone's making some cash who has come on board, and it's nice. I've woken up some mornings and gone, I don't really have to work for the next 3 weeks. You know, that's kind of the money that comes in sometimes. And if we can do that, that just gives me more time to do seminars, to do talks, to do sound journeys, meditations, go out and talk to schools and kids. And not have to focus on working. I focus on the journey rather than, okay, can I pay rent this week? Am I going to be able to afford organic food this week? Do I have to buy conventional food? And this is where it's about. This is what's important, right? Our health and changing the health of the environment and the kids and the people on earth and changing the consciousness. Once we raise that consciousness, people will be like, okay, I get Bitcoin now. It's not this scary thing. It's not some thing we're going to lose money on. It's no different to St. George or Commonwealth Bank. You know, there's no money in a bank. So what's the difference to Bitcoin? So yeah, what's, can you give us a bit of a rundown on that, Roman?
So basically Bitcoin is like, what people need to visualize is that it's basically another currency. So when you want to go and travel in a different country, you need to exchange your currency to a different currency. Okay. So let's say if you live in Europe, for example, you want to go in America, you need to exchange your euros for American dollars. Like Bitcoin is just another currency. So the way you process, you can basically convert your Bitcoin, your dollars or your whatever currency you're using into cryptocurrency, except that this currency is not physical. It's only digital. So you never got any notes, you never got any check or anything like this. So therefore, you need to download an app that can hold this digital currency for you. Because this digital currency is perfectly, you're going to exchange it perfectly with all the different currency in the world, but you can't hold it. You can't physically hold it. It's all only digital. So, like, yeah, there's a few app that you can get on your phone, like Bread Wallet or blockchain wallet. On your computer, you can download Exodus by going to exodus.io, and you can actually hold multi-currency. But it's a digital concept, so you can't really have anything physical. And that's why people are confused, because they're used to attach the notion of currency to something physical, because people believe that you need to have some notes to be able to buy something physical. But all that is just like concept. Like, we just use the value of the notes. If you look at, for example, a $50 bill, like this, the value of it is only a consensus. Like, the value of the paper itself is nothing. Like, you can't eat it, you can't wear it, you can't build a house with it. All that is just a consensus. And we've been programmed to believe that there was only one way to use currency, to use money, which is the government is creating it and you have to use it on your day-to-day life. Bitcoin is the first currency in the world that is created by the people and for the people. And that makes a huge difference.
So when you say created by the people, I know a lot of people are cottoning on to the fact that the Federal Reserve banking system has been printing fiat currency for the last 103 years or however long they've been going. And that's a privately owned company, which is owned by the Rothschilds. It's not actually a Federal Reserve bank. So most people are kind of cottoning on to that now. And seeing that's happening, people are like, well, then why are we working for this institution? Why don't we print out our own money? And I guess Bitcoin, in a sense, is our own money, because it's being created by computer programs, by algorithms. They're creating algorithms. Every single one is tracked. And that means that, George Soros can't go send $100 million over to Saudi Arabia to Toyota to then fund, 600 brand new Toyota Hiluxes and invade Syria, because we can just track that money back. So there's a catch-22 in there, where the elite criminals, the real criminals, the ones who control the show, they can't continue doing what they're doing. And we're actually sucking the money out of this fiat currency, sucking it out of the financial system and putting it into a new system. Is that kind of how it's playing out?
So right now, that's the way it is. So in a way, the big difference between the fiat currency system, so fiat is a term that refers to every currency created by central banks. And it's actually taken from the Bible, like fiat lux. Fiat lux was so be the light. So fiat literally mean so be it. And it's actually what it is. Like, it's because we believe in it that the currency exists. The currency itself doesn't have any value. It's actually attached to nothing, which is actually a good thing. If you think about it, if you are using a currency that has a value by itself, how can you make a deal? Like, if, for example, you're using coin of gold, but the people prefer gold to the value of whatever you want to exchange, they will prefer keeping the currency than the product that you're trying to exchange with. So the fundamental aspect of a currency has to be useless. And the whole idea...
I was only joking about that, Roman. But,
Sorry.
So the whole idea...
Do you want me to finish? Yeah, let's finish. So the fiat currency is a currency that is fundamentally attached to debt. And if people don't really understand that, I'm basically referring them to a website called theglobaldebt.com, I think, globaldebt.com. And basically, you will see a number like $90,000 billion. And this is the debt attached to the fiat currency. When you're starting to realize and let it sit into your mind, $90,000 billion debt, the first question that comes in your mind is like, wow, how are we going to pay it back? The second question that comes in your mind is like, who do we owe this money to? And when you start to ask these questions, like we owe this money to the people who created this system. As you said, the Rothschild, the Rockefeller, the Warburg, and all these families. We owe $90,000 trillion to people who created a system. Not because they're worth it, not because blah, 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 but because we've been programmed to believe that that was the only way to operate. Now we have a different currency system that is created by the people for the people. And in this system, there is zero debt. The debt doesn't exist. Or you can buy something or you can't buy it. End of the story. And as soon as there's no debt, then we talk about sovereignty, we talk about freedom, we talk about really be able to get access to what we're giving and not what has been taken from us, what has been stole from us. Okay, so that's a fundamental aspect of it. And that's why a lot of people are confused, because they're like, first of all, they need to realize that we are living in a world like entirely controlled by people who set up a system in place, but not a system that makes us happy. It's a system of enslavement. And it's really hard to understand this, that we could actually, like, our whole world and the whole way we organize our life is actually all controlled by people who put in place a system where we need to steal from each other. We need to steal resources from people. We need to have always slaves below us who are doing the work for cheaper than us so we can actually maintain our lifestyle. And it's only today by maintaining artificially some currency in some country like Zimbabwe. I always use the word Zimbabwe because this is just the most insane example, where Zimbabwe has more resources than most of the country in the world, but its currency was nothing. And this is defying any form of intelligence or logic or anything, except admitting that there are some powers who have an interest taking the resources from this country with the lowest currency possible, so they, it costs nothing to them. And when you realize that, then you realize how the level of control in the world and how we can do things differently. Because I believe that people deep inside of themselves, none of us are really bad. But if you put human into bad condition and bad system of survival and extortion and lie and ego and programmation, like, of course you're going to get the worst of us. And it's going to take like a lot of courage and a lot of work to be able to behave differently, change the paradigm, think differently. And yeah, like, I don't believe that people are fundamentally good or bad. I just believe that people are programmable. Give the right program to someone and you're going to have a huge human beings. Give a wrong program and you're going to have a nasty one. And there's no question of judgment, because it's all like, it's all relative. Like, some people would go in an easy life and become nasty, and some people would go through a hard life and become beautiful diamonds. It's really relative. I don't know if I answered your question, but it's
No, that was pretty good. The one thing I had a question of is for like someone who's just listening for the first time. To my knowledge, this is what I so far have gathered about like USI. So you can, a few different ways that you can, and obviously past results don't guarantee future results and everything like that. But so far it's been a 1% per day return, per working day return. And it's, so when you put your money into, like, there's a few different ways that you can leverage your income through this company, is A, getting people to sign up, which is free, and then they invest into USI, which is investing into a bit mining machinery, which mines Bitcoins. And since Bitcoin is just going up and it's going to go up a lot further, which, by the way, for someone listening who's ever heard my live feeds and I've said, oh, like, I wouldn't do anything with Bitcoin other than day trade it, if you know how to day trade, my stance has slightly shifted due to more research that I've done, in the fact that it is truly, it's not like, it's not run by the central bankers. And yes, I also found out that I had thought of something was correct, that they did buy into, like, the central banks did try to buy into Bitcoin to try to control it more, but they literally just ended up pushing the price up higher. I don't know if they knew they were doing that or not. Bottom line is, they can't really fully truly control crypto unless they had a supercomputer, which would take 10 years, as Roman said in a previous video, to even hack crypto. And at that point, we probably won't even have money by then anyway. But what I mean by that is, humanity consciousness will get past the sense where we're not using currencies. Anyway, this has gotten off topic. So my point is, one of the ways to profit is to invest in the company. One is to sign people up and they invest into it. So how do those two ways vary from one another?
So first of all, I'd like to just explain a little bit something about Bitcoin, because USI is a company that is trading Bitcoin. So first of all, you need to do your homework. You need to understand what blockchain is, and people need to do their homework. No one can convince you. You need to go online, go on YouTube and research blockchain, cryptocurrency, Bitcoin, and watch videos to understand what blockchain is. In simple terms, a blockchain is a ledger. And a ledger is just a book where we are noting transactions, except that instead of being held by one company or one state, it's decentralized. So anyone can actually hold it and we don't actually need to ask permission for that. So it's a very simple system when you think about it. It's not complicated. The thing is that Bitcoin, which is the first currency that we're using the blockchain, is limited in its quantity. There's only 21 million Bitcoin available. So as I said before, we have $90,000 billion debt. And on the other side, we have 21 million Bitcoin. When you try to squeeze 90,000 billion into 21 million, the price of the Bitcoin will actually completely get crazy. That's what people don't understand. It's not a bubble. It's just a different currency limited in its amount. So when you have infinity on one side and finite in the other side, then the price of Bitcoin will not stop growing. So it's not unusual to see Bitcoin growing by 100%, 120% per month. So when people hear about like making 1% per working days, we talk about 20% per month. That's not insane. Like I know people making 10, 20, 30% a day by trading Bitcoin every day. So when you pay 1% a day, this is not crazy numbers. It's absolutely not crazy numbers. The beauty is that instead of learning and taking risk and spending time on the computer trying to understand when it's going to be the next shot about the candle, you can actually give your money to a business that's going to trade it for you, and you're going to make profit on the leverage of Bitcoin, on the 1% that they give you, and on any people that you're going to sponsor to come into this system. So it's very important for people to understand that Bitcoin blockchain is one thing, and USI is basically a company that is trading Bitcoin. So Bitcoin is already amazing. So if you can extract even more than amazing, I don't know how you're saying Canadian, like I don't know, awesomeness or craziness or whatever, you obviously get returns who are getting beyond your imagination. I don't know if it makes sense.
Awesome. Well, wow, you got another question you want to ask Shane too, because that was good, man, because you got a lot of people who trust you and are part of your network and would be very interested in getting some financial freedom. So what do you reckon else people or Jackie would be asking in this early phase, getting into this kind of USI and Bitcoin era?
Well, sorry.
Yeah, go ahead, Jackie. Yeah.
Well, I'd like to say too, I feel like the same as Shane. In the past felt differently about it. I kind of closed myself down a little bit to learning about it. And then when I started to do the research, my opinion on it changed too. And so I think that it's like what Roman said, go do your homework, just go do it. And to stop don't worry about what anyone else is saying or doing, just go and read for yourself and see how you feel about it. So I'm glad I did that. And one of the things that I want to also mention is that I would love for you to talk a little bit. I miss maybe going a little bit more advanced at this point, but I want to kind of know the difference between the tokens and the packages, because I know that when you buy a package, you also get a token, and I think that the tokens are kind of more investing into the company. I'd love to hear a little bit more about that and what your projections on that is, because I'm interested in buying some, but because I get one for one, do I just want to buy my packages and get my tokens for free, or do I want to invest and get more tokens?
All right, so...
Before you start, Roman, I think people should, before you go... Just for people to understand, this is a company where you get 140% return over 140 days. This is the deal. So whatever you put in, they're 50 euro packages. You can buy as many as you want. You'll get 140% return over 140 days, which is the 1% per day. But you have the option every single day when you get your profit to reinvest it and compound it. So the compounding graph doesn't look like this when you're getting a loan. It goes up. The more you compound, the more you get. So this is what they're talking about with packages and tokens. A package is a 50 euro packet that you buy, and they'll invest that 50 euros and you'll get back 140% over 140 days. And when you reinvest, okay, that's another 140 days. Okay, so it's not you get your money at the end of 140. You get 1% every single day. And if you don't touch it, at 100 days, you've got your money back. And then you get your 40% each day after that. But if you compound, right, you're going to receive not 140% per day, but you're going to be up around what the 400% return by the end of it, whenever you decide to pull it out, because you're extending the loan each time you reinvest. So I just wanted to get that clear to people out there before we go into tokens and things like that.
So, okay. So before we are talking about token, I'd just like to explain so there's two products in USI Tech. The first product is the cash flow product, the BTC packages. So BTC packages, a package is basically a time to start and a time to end. The time to start is the day when you buy it, and the time to end is 140 working days after. So like there's 22 working days per month. So 140 days is about 7 months. So when you buy a package, this package has a timeline of 140 days. And during your 140 days, you're going to receive 1% per day. So 1% per day over 140 days give you 140%. 140% is 100% of your capital and 40% of your interest. Okay. Pretty simple. So it's not, as you said, it's not like you get 140% return and then you get your capital back. No. You get your 100% plus 40%. Okay, so it's not crazy numbers. It's not crazy, crazy numbers. And indeed, as you said, you are paid every day this 1%. So you have two options. You can withdraw this money back into your wallet, into your Bitcoin wallet, cryptocurrency wallet, or you can decide to reinvest this 1% every day. And this is where the compound effect is working. When you're compounding a daily, you basically double your daily payment every 2 months. On the top of that, you are paid in Bitcoin. So if Bitcoin has made another 100% per month, after 2 months' time, you actually make 300% on your initial payment. So let's give an example. You put $10,000. 1% of $10,000 is $100. So you're going to be paid $100 every day during 140 working days, so 7 months. If the day after, you, instead of withdrawing the $100, you reinvest this $100, you're not going to be paid on $10,000. You're going to be paid on $10,100. So instead of getting $100, you're going to get $101. And then 102, and then 104, and 105, and 6, and 7. And basically, after a certain period of time, you're going to find out that you're going to get, I don't know, $300, $400, $500, $600 a day. And the beauty of it is that if you keep reinvesting, you keep extending this 140 days. So this can go on and on and on literally forever until the company collapses, maybe one day. So the whole idea is that, okay, great, you're compounding, you get a bigger daily payment, but there's still need to be a moment when you need to withdraw this money because you can't just continue like expanding. You need to find a moment when you need to withdraw this money. And that's where I suggested, and it's not a legal advice, it's just what I did. Mathematically, if you are compounding for a period of 4 months and you withdraw for a period of 1 month, at the end of the fifth month, you're going to get your full capital back. And this is mathematical. Like if you compound for 4 months and you withdraw for 4 months, you're going to get your initial payment, no matter what it is. If it's $10,000, $200,000, or $1 million, it's going to work the same way. So this is for the BTC package. This is for the cash flow. The question about the token. A token is the name that you give before a coin is released on the market. So we call it a token. Bitcoin used to be a token and now it's a coin. And there's many tokens coming every day on the market before they become a coin. So most of those coin who comes on the market, tokens, come through companies who basically don't have any track records. They just come with a great ID and they're like, guys, believe in me, put some money and you're going to get great returns, blah, blah, blah. US SciTech is one of the only company on the market who already had a 1 year existence with more than 500,000 members into it. And they basically decided to create their own currency. So you have today an opportunity to buy this currency. The big question is about first, how much are you going to buy it, the tokens? And then the second question is how much the currency will worth in the future. Those are the two variable basically. So if you buy a package today, they give you a free token. So it's just free. Okay. So when the token will be released as a coin, it's just going to be free. So that's a bonus. That's a pure bonus. And then if the token was $1, $2, $10, then you're going to make $1, $2, or $10. Okay. And it didn't really ask anything from you. Just bought your packages and you get a free token. If now you decide to invest into a token, so a token can be seen as a form of share of the business. It's like a share of the business and you're going to hold a portion of it and you can buy as many as you want. The thing is that today, if you buy the silver package, I think, so they basically set up packages, and those packages are there to actually help people who believe into the company and want to invest into the company so they get more for what they invest. So I think, like, I don't remember exactly the numbers, but basically I think the gold package is 2,500 euros. And if you get 2,500 euros, I think they give you, I'm not sure if I'm saying well, but I think it's 10,000 tokens. So you put 2,500 euros, you get 10,000 token. So then the question is how much worth a token? the token worth nothing until it's released on the market. When it's released on the market, then it could worth 50 cents, or it could worth 20 cents, or it could worth $1. This is the offer and demand. The more people will want to buy the token, the more the value of the token will increase, because they're going only to release 1 billion tokens. So if there's 20 billion people who, like a demand of 20 billion tokens, and there's just one, then the value will actually skyrocket by 20%. Okay, that's how you, but no one can really anticipate this value. Like, you can only control how much are you going to buy it. If you buy it through the silver package, it's going to be one token per dollar. But if you buy it through, for example, the diamond package, which is 50,000 euros, you're going to get 1.6 million token for that, which means that you're going to buy a token for 5 cents, which means that you can't really lose money at 5 cents, because the currency, when it's going to be released, could easily reach 20, 30, 50 cents in just a few months. So we don't know exactly how long it's going to take. If the currency reach 50 cents and you buy it at 5 cents, you actually make 1,000% profit. So your 50,000 euros give you back $500,000. You add a zero to it. Okay, I don't know if it's clear, but the mindset is that... Yes, Shen, tell me.
Oh, yeah, just that's clear. And I like how you mentioned, like, until the company, one day, like, it's smart that people understand that if you're making money with a certain company or a business or that, you don't want to keep your eggs in one basket. So after you get past your initial percent return and whatnot, yeah, it's a good idea to, like, you know, spread out, see what else there is, you know. And I'm not saying, yeah, so it's just, I'm glad you mentioned that you don't think that, like, we are thinking realistically here that companies, things happen, markets happen, this happens and that happens, you know, and you just got to be smart. You got to be smart. No one's saying put your eggs in one basket. Don't think like that. But I will say that this is the first company like this that I hear of MLMs, auto traders, all this stuff, all the time, this, that, but I haven't heard a company that's multiple years old, 500,000-600,000 people are involved in it. And the fact is the difference with this company is that it's like with Bitcoin, it's just going up. Like, it's just going up. It's just going up. So yeah, it will have periods of, I'm sure there'll be periods of a bit of a drawdown, but I'm pretty sure that, so let's say, for example, what was it last year, sometime in the last like 8 months, Bitcoin dropped precipitously about probably, I think it was like 25 or 30% in like 48 hours. So Bitcoin dropped a large percent, but then it obviously rallied even higher highs. But what happens to, let's say, this is a very good question, in fact, I just thought of, no, I'm just kidding, but people invest and then we have a period of drawdown. What happens? They still get 1% a day?
Of course, the 1% is no matter what. Basically, if there's a drawdown, you only lose money if you withdraw. That's something that people need to keep in mind. You only lose money if you decide to sell your Bitcoin. So if you see the market falling down, please don't sell. Just wait. Wait a little bit. Just be patient. Just get in panic mode and fear and blah, blah, blah. Just wait. You only lose money when you get out of a market. If you get into a market and suddenly lose 20%, just wait. A few more weeks after, it's going to be a plus 30, plus 40, plus 50. Okay? USI Tech is trading. So no matter how the market is going, if it's going up or down or up and down, it doesn't make any difference. They still pay you 1% per day during this period of time. So this 1% is actually a variable. It varied between 0.75 and 1.25 based on how much fluctuation happened into the market. If the market was pretty straightforward, they can't really extract a lot of profits, because like everyone is just buying, and there's no real variation. But if you have a very chaotic market, that's where they can generate a lot of profit. So that's how they balance. Some days you're going to have 0.75, some days you're going to have 1.25, and they're always balanced during this period of time. At the end of the 140 days, 141, 142, 143, 145, you will get your 140% return. Okay, that's the guarantee of the company. They're going to extend it as long as you get your 140% return. And after that, the package is dead. And if you haven't reinvested and reinvested and reinvested, then the game is over. You get your 40% return on the top of your capital, plus the growth of Bitcoin during this period of time. Because during 7 months, Bitcoin has maybe made 700% growth. Okay, if you understand what it means. You put 10,000, you already have $70,000 at the end of the game anyway. You have 40% on the top, you have $100,000. If you compound this value during this period of time, you could end up with $1 or $2 million.
So So let's say a Bitcoin crashes. Can people still withdraw their initial investment? Like their initial investment doesn't disappear with this company. Let's say this company, something does, worst case Ontario, the company, something happens, collapses. Do people, people can probably still pull their money back out, or would it kind of be a gray zone? We don't know if that were to happen. Who knows? What do you think?
No, it's very important that people realize that the money is blocked for 7 months. Okay. They pay you 1% of your capital during this period of time. So normally, technically, mathematically, after 5 months, you get through 100 working days, you get 100% of your capital back. But if the company, for whatever reason, is collapsing and you haven't withdrawn the money, or you didn't withdraw the money during a certain period of time, then it's lost. And that's where the risk is. The risk is that what are the chances that this company could collapse in the next 3 months, 5 years, or 10 years? Is the company going to be there in 20 years? I don't think so. Is the company going to be there in 10 years? Maybe. Is the company is going to collapse in the next 3 months? I don't think so. So the whole question is about managing
that's
your
very
risk.
Realistic. I like the way you said.
Yeah, yes, nothing not, really exists forever. You know, like nothing exists forever. Nothing. So don't plan that the company is going to be there forever, because nothing's there forever. The only certitude about life is tax and death. Okay.
And the thing is with this company, if its coins go public, it's going to be a major player on the Bitcoin scene. If this goes public, the people who get in, man, there's going to be.
That's what I mean. Like, it's literally worth 5 cents right now. Like, this company's crypto is almost more interesting than Bitcoin to me, because it's going to explode. I feel like if there's already 500,000-600,000, how many other cryptocurrencies have 500,000-600,000 people, I don't know, backing them or aware of it? You know what I mean? Like, all these cryptos coming up left, right, and center, but I don't know if, you know what I mean? I don't know. I could be wrong.
Thing is that there's so much information and so much skepticism going around. You also have to understand that the company is also very young and growing very fast. So I spoke personally with some CEOs, and the message that I felt, and it wasn't even clearly said, is that it's going already really fast. So if people don't believe in us and don't want to invest in us, perfect. It would just give us some space to grow a little bit, because it's going already really, really fast. So they don't try to convince more people. They don't try to reveal more information. And if the people want to go in it, great. If they don't, not a problem. They already have to deal with enough. They're already making enough money. So that's the mindset. And a lot of people are like, oh, but why are they hiding stuff? They're not hiding stuff. They just want to go at their own rhythm. And I feel it's quite a good thing. Some people are just like, oh, yeah, we're going to reassure you. Not really. What we want is that the system works. Is it working? Yes, it is. Find me someone that lost money. Find me one person that lost money. And a lot of people are like, yeah, but it's not because no one has lost money that they will not lose in the future. I said, the future is the future. Okay? Everything is possible in the future. The best or the worst. Okay? And I'm the kind of guy that always try to see, not that I'm naive, I'm trying to see the good thing. And if right now I see good, better, awesome, I'm like, all right, I'm not stupid. I invested my money, I get my money back, and maybe three times what I invested, and now I'm making more and more and more and more every day. If everyone can just do the same thing, and that's it. Stop whinging, stop crying, stop running around, trying to debunk, blah, 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 and just do it.
Yeah. I would say exactly right. Once you pull out your initial investment, or once you start making 1% a day, like you realize it's working now, and it's not, we didn't hype anything up. This is what it is. It literally is a company that says exactly what it does exactly what we're talking about. That's pretty incredible. Be kind of foolish potentially to let that boat sail without being aboard. Even if something in the future happens, you're still a part of something that's pretty incredible right now that I, again, do not know of any other company, like 1% a working day. I've just never heard. There's no really other things like that. There's other ways to make sure money like that, maybe not really legally, but you know what I mean?
And it's 1% without taking care of Bitcoin. Bitcoin is growing in average by, let's say, pessimistically 80% a month. So we talk about 2% a day on the top. So 2 + 1, we talk about 3% per day return. That's the realistic value over a certain period of time. So that's not bad. That's not bad indeed.
And Jackie, what were you going to say, Jackie?
Oh, I don't know. One of my questions was, does the company invest in multiple different crypto coins, or do we stick to Bitcoin? I feel like, that's something I was curious about.
So the company doesn't invest in other coin as far as I'm concerned, but I'm not spending my time like reading about them neither. Like I'm just happy working with them. But in my understanding, they're more clever than that. They're actually investing into mining. So for those who doesn't understand what mining is when you are offering power of computation to allow the network to work. So instead of investing into different businesses, they basically invest into what will allow the business to exist, which is the mining facility, which is the power of computation, the putting computer into a place where they can allow this transaction to be recorded and maintained. So they actually invested more than $70 million into mining facilities. And the goal is basically to take 1-3% of the global market, of the global Bitcoin market. So when you look at the numbers, and I don't know how much market capital Bitcoin is representing, last time that I looked at it was about $130 billion. I believe now it must be about $150 or $160 billion now. And if you just take 1% and you trade that and you get paid to trade this by the system itself, like this represents a huge amount of money. If on the top of that you're adding the ATM, Bitcoin ATM, on the top of that you're adding, and I'm not really allowed to say that because it was a private conversation with the CEO, but there's something exciting coming about the energy. They are providing a service that would probably attract a lot of interest, and this again will make the coin even more valuable. So if you bought it at 5 cents, and for whatever reason it's reaching $5 or $50 in the next whatever like 6 months or year, your 50,000 euros investment will actually worth, if it's 50 cents, it would worth 500,000. If it's $5, it would be 5 million. If it's $50, it would be $50 million.
Wow.
And that's how long-term, like we talk about maybe 6 months a year, realistic this is. And the question is like, it's not that much about, okay, great, I'm going to make a lot of money. Of course, you're going to make a lot of money. The question would be about, okay, what do I do with this? And this is opening a whole new space of like, what money is for us. Like when we are in a survival mode, we think about money, but when money becomes just air, the air that you breathe or the water that you drink, you don't really pay that much attention to that. They become something that you can use to manifest action into your life. If you don't drink, if you don't breathe, you can't move, you can't do things. If you don't have money, it's the same. And as I was explaining that to a few people recently, the fact that we're born into a system where we have to work to make money, we're starting from zero, is actually insanity. It's like nature giving a newborn, and it's like, oh, sorry, buddy, I didn't put any blood into your vein. You have to find a way to put blood into your vein. And when you put blood into a vein, you need to survive to actually move and do stuff. Nature doesn't work like that. Nature actually gives you a potential and give you like, okay, you have a body, you have parents, you have blood, you have everything. Now you need to grow with this potential. In this system, we come and we have no money and we need to actually create money like this. And this is just insane. When people realize this and realize like, wow, this system was just put in place to make us believe that freedom is when you create our own jail. Because that's what this is all about. Like we get enslaved into our house, we get enslaved into our car, we get enslaved to our family, we get enslaved into our country and everything. And no one really had a chance to even question about like, what do I really want to do in my life? If I wasn't programmed to do this and that. When everyone will get access to abundance and everyone will get access to everything, we're going to really reach a point in our evolution where we're going to have to question really who we are and what we really want. And that's what I'm really excited about. Like the money is just great. In my mind, it's already there. Like we're already in a space where people will get access to abundance. It's going to take 6 months, a year, 2 years, 10 years. That's nothing, absolutely nothing. What I'm excited about is the change in the mindset, starting to see people acting as brothers and sisters and working together instead of just trying to steal from each other.
I love that. Can I just want to say that like that is beautiful. I know that I went and listened to Michael Tellinger speak, and he kind of talks a lot about, you know, the future having cashless basically community and people helping each other. And really it just, we all are one. And the more we help each other, the better off we are. I think you're right. The cutthroat attitude just doesn't work anymore. And we want to be, you know, children that are free to love each other and care for each other. And I just think that's amazing. And I think this is getting us there. I agree with you. I think that this is a step closer to getting to that place of real true love.
Yeah, and it's true that it's just a step. Like, it's also very important for everyone to realize that Bitcoin blockchain is just a step. There's going to be other steps coming after. So everyone needs to be aware. But the beauty is that when you're starting to get access to abundance, you have time. Because the real currency in this reality is time. There's nothing else. The time that you spend observing reality, manifesting things in reality through your actions, and what you learn from that is the real currency. There's no other currency. All the rest is illusion. There's fake illusion system. The real currency is the time that you give to the people that you love, the energy that you give to this reality, and the response that you get from it.
It's amazing that you'd think, like, going into business with someone, you don't really know if they're aware about the unseen stuff. And then, but clearly you're aware of the other things that are going on apart from the physical. This would hit a funny market, eh? Or a funny, like, audience of people. Some people would be like, oh, I'm interested in, like, money. And then other people would be like, yeah, I'm interested in money, but I'm also, you know, interested in the other side. So this could be a really multifaceted conversation here. But that was just, yeah, epically said. And that is the true currency, eh? It's the experience.
There's nothing else. We're here to live an experience, to live the experience of being human in this particular moment in time. And if you get trapped into it, and it's a game, you know, like, oh, I get trapped into, I'm getting the most successful, the richest, the smartest, the most sexiest, and blah. This is just illusion. Nothing's there forever, ever. Like, your body, your custodian of your body, you're going to let your body here move into the next experience, call it whatever you want. So why fighting to be the best? The best is just an illusion. And this has been programmed through our educational system, being the best at school, being the best at social relationship, being the best in money. Like, this is all program, be the best. The best doesn't exist. It's just this, like, carrots that we're all running after. It's like, oh, yeah, yeah, I want to be the richest of the symmetry. And then you die. It's like, oh, and I didn't even use my money because I spent my existence trying to save any penny and stuff. And and this is, again, people programming you to live their life. And that's what always drives me crazy. I'm living my life, and I do not allow anyone to tell me how to live my life. As long as I'm respecting everyone and I'm not causing any pain, that's it. Leave me alone.
Like, I read as only engage in transactions that benefit all whom they affect. And I'm pretty sure this, or maybe it wasn't transaction, like, it's just business. Like, only going to business when there's a transaction. Yeah, it has to benefit all whom it affects. And in this case, who's getting ripped off? No one. Bitcoin's appreciated in value. And
there's no debt. It doesn't, like, it's offer and demand, offer and demand, offer and demand. That's it. You want to buy, you buy. You want to get out, you get out. That's it. End of the story. So where's the catch 20? And I believe that this is what the people are so programmed to not trust each other, to be in such a state of, where's the catch? Where's the catch? Like, someone is going to, and in deep inside of them, it's this fear of being deceived. All the fear of this, of being deceived, is such a disease. Like, because we've been deceived so many times by the power, by the people who come with knowledge and trying to tell us the truth. And there's no deceit. It's our responsibility to stand in our sovereignty and realize that there's no higher truth than ourselves. And when we go into that space, no matter what happened to you, you always learn something. There's no real deceitment, because it's always about, okay, how can I extract from this situation? So again, it's another program. We need to rewrite the program. And I'm not going to talk about AI, which is rewriting their program.
Totally, dude. And you know, I've also noticed in amongst, like, what's been happening, because we talk on Signal, like, all the people who are part of this chain, we just connect on Signal, which is an encrypted app. That's a good way to get people into this thinking that we're not giving out information to the system and we're getting outside the system, we're talking privately. I've noticed that, like, there's a kind of a tribe kind of gathering, like, family things starting to happen, where people are getting excited and we're talking more and we're communicating because we've got a common goal of becoming free. And that's been really nice to see that in amongst my friends and family and people like that who are getting on board. And they're like, oh yeah, I've got a few people on and this, that, the other. It's making them feel like going out and hustling and bringing people on, because as soon as they start making money, like everyone likes to say the word pyramid scheme, it's the only word they know, but why not a scheme of communication and connection and people making money together for a better future? And this is what I've found to be interesting, you know, like just before when you guys are talking, I had some money come in, I just chuck 500 into my normal account and I chuck 500 across back into packages and there's a little bit left over. And it's like, what have I done? I've come up this morning, I've brushed my teeth and done my hair and sat on the computer and, you know, $1,000 has gone in the account. And like, you know, $1,000 is a whole person's wage for a week in here in Australia. Plus you're going to get taxed and you have to go in, catch a train in, drive in, time, all the rest of it. And, you know, to make $1,000 just sitting on a computer, helping people to make money, to make change. That's a pretty cool little scenario I've got panning out at the moment. So that's kind of what's happening for me in my experience of like of this, you know?
Beautiful. Yeah, this is how abundance works. Like this month, I think I already gave something like $13,000 away. That's what I gave away to friends and family just to help them starting, because a lot of them could not even afford to put $500. So I'm like, okay, let's put like $2,000 just to help you, just so you can inspire. You can inspire other people, because I know that this $2,000 is not a lot, but soon it's going to become a lot. Because it's just $20 a day, but soon it's going to be 30, 40, 50, and maybe one day it's going to be $200.
That's an extra... Yeah, they get $100 an extra $100 a week, and that makes or breaks a lot of families, you know.
Exactly, exactly. But the thing is that right now I'm still telling them that it's they have to reinvest it, so they can't really get access to it. But in a few months, maybe they're going to make $100, $200, $300 a day, and they can be like, "Wow, I can retire. I can already retire in 3 months' time because of this donation." And keep this in mind, like you don't see the power if Bitcoin is doubling, tripling, quadrupling over the next 3 or 4 months. And you get a 1% return on the top of that, like you can easily get access to $500-$600 very, very quickly a day. I know it's hard to imagine, but yeah, a day.
Everyone's yeah. No, I know what you mean. I mean, it's incredible,
big.
Really.
It's big. And as soon as you're not stupid, don't put too much. Don't be greedy. Just reach a certain point, $500, $600 a day and start to withdraw. Getting back into your wallet, cash out into dollars and start to pay bill with it. Okay. Don't get greedy. Don't get like, oh yeah, I want to make $2,000, $3,000, $10,000 a day. I'm already making $3,000 a day. I shouldn't say that, but
like, but already you have got, capital. You already have, got, like, making that, but you're putting, yeah, you do.
I already got three times my capital back already. And now I'm like, okay, I'm just building and building and building, because it's my pleasure to actually give $3,000 here, $3,000 there, because that's it. I know it can save someone's life in the future.
But yeah, man. Like,
and inspired by love. Instead of inspired by, oh, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. I'm going to take more from you. I'm going to take more from you. Inspired by, okay, let me help you. And
the more you give, the more you're going to receive.
Correct.
People expect there to always be if you're giving me something, what do you expect back? It doesn't always work like that, bud.
I have a compensation plan question. Can we go there? Is that, can we? Okay, good.
I'm listening. Sorry.
Sorry. I want to see your face. my question was, just like, I'm just curious. So like, when you start bringing people on your team in and they start investing, so I'm just going to use the example like of me and Nate. So I basically enrolled under him. I'm going to put some, let's say I drop $10,000 into my account. He gets paid off the bat, like a commission off of that. And then as my commission grows, like as my value grows, does he continue to make a commission off of the growth that, okay, can you explain that to me? I'm really curious about how that part works.
All right, so let's take a numbers example. So let's say you have someone below you and this person put $10,000. Okay, as this person is directly below you, you get 10% on it. So you get straight away $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. So it's always worth of Bitcoin. Then you can decide to reinvest this $1,000 in packages and buy X amount of package based on this $1,000 worth of Bitcoin. Or you can decide to withdraw this $1,000 back into your crypto wallet and do whatever you want. Keep it or spend it or whatever. When this person gets $10,000, she's going to get 1% a day. So she's going to get $100 a day payment. If this person decides to reinvest this $100 every day, you again going to get 10% of this $100. So you're going to get another $10 every day of her reinvestment. But as I said, this $100 will be 101, 102, 105, 110, and so on. And therefore, you're going to get $10, $10.5, $10.6, $11, and it's going to keep growing and growing and growing. So the more you help people, the more you help yourself, definitely. Everyone grow together.
And is that just on your first level, or does that trickle down into smaller percentages
Correct. First level is 10%. Between the second level to the ninth level is 3%. And then you have 9, 10, 11, 12 is 1%. So you get money on everything they invest, everything they reinvest, as long as it's happening up to 12 level before you. You can imagine every day. This is insane. That's what I'm saying. The level of leverage
is the most insane.
Because Bitcoin is already making 2 to 3% return a day. Okay? US SciTech is giving you already 1% on your investments. But then you're getting 10% of the first level, 3% between 2 and 8, and 1% between 9 and 12. So like when you look at the level between the compound, your personal investment, the people in your team, and the growth of Bitcoin, we talk about numbers are completely insane. Insane. That's why I'm telling you, they don't need to have more people. They don't need to have like crazy amount of people, because the people who are already there are already crazy about this business.
Wow, that is the most insane thing I have ever heard in any compensation plan in my entire life. And that is why the company is growing so fast. Because, and like you said, that there's somebody that's already in direct sales. That's why their team is growing so fast, because they understand how compensation plans work. And this is like nothing that's ever been done before.
The beauty is that everyone get money, not just the people above. Everyone at every level get money. If you have, you can put unlimited amount of people on your first leg. You can put 10, 20, 100, 200, 2,000 people, and you're going to get 10% on each of them. But if they are sponsoring people, you're going to get 3% up to the level 9 and 1% up to level 12. We talk about numbers who are insane.
Okay. And to maximize the compensation plan, you literally only need, is it 12 across your top, or?
12 and then you across go your first leg. If you get 12 across your first leg, that's it.
And then you, there's no.
1,000. 12 packages, I think, and you need to have 12 people who bought 12 packages, which is about $1,000.
So that's nothing. Why? I don't understand. It seems too easy to me. Like, I don't, like, my brain doesn't comprehend, because I feel like if I really put my mind to it, I could do that in like 3 days.
Go for it, please. It literally took me 10 days to get my 12 first people, and now I'm about like 115 people. I basically spent 2 months having a taste of the business, starting to see how it goes. And when I got it, and after 2 months, I was like, okay, I'm making money. My dad is making money. My friends are making money. Okay, let's talk about more people. And it took me 1 month to get up to 115 people, thanks to Nate and a lot of people. But it's unlimited. Just get your first 12 people below you, and then just get crazy.
The difference is, people are like, oh, MLMs, oh, fucking pyramid, all that stuff. But the thing is that with this company, it doesn't cost anything to sign up. And the difference is, if it costs you to sign up, and if you made a commission off signing someone up, then it would be like, oh, you're just literally trying to sign up to make commission. But instead, no, guys, this is not a company that you do not profit from getting someone signed up. You make a commission off of how much they invest and whatnot. And that's completely up to them, totally up to them. And you don't need to go the MLM aspect. You can just invest yourself and make the 1% a day if you want. This is truly
incredible. This is something that really reassured me when I really realized I can make money by myself. And I made money by myself. I actually get my full capital back by myself. And then I was like, all right, if I talk to people, I get 10% in return. And if they talk about people, I get 3%. So like, what's the limit? Like, why should I not doing it? Because I'm afraid that some people would say that it's a multi-level marketing. Like, that's your belief system, guys. I don't care. And if you don't believe me, not a problem. Put $100, put $200, put $1,000 if you want to. That's your problem. And we can talk about it in 3 months' time. But don't miss the train, as Nate said. Don't miss the train. If you don't believe in it, not a problem. You can start as low as $50 And that's, again, another reassuring point. You don't have to put thousands of dollars. You can just start with 50.
Literally see what happens in 3 days of putting 50 bucks in and see if it does, in fact, pay you the one.
And that's what I did. I was starting with 200, and then 3 days after I put 2,000, and then then 10 days after I put 15,000. And that's how I saw it. So it works. So, and when I did it, to be honest, when I did it, I was like, fuck it. I'm lost. I lost those 20K. I lost it. I was like, I don't want to understand it, because my mind was like, ah, this is crazy. You don't have any experience. You don't know anyone, blah, blah, blah. Don't do it. And I was like, I don't care. I just lost it. And day after day, I was like, oh, okay. I lost a little bit less. I lost a little bit less. I lost a little bit less until I get my capital back. It's like, oh, wow. I lost nothing. And now I'm getting this, and I'm getting $300 a day, $400 a day, $600 a day. And now I'm at $3,000 a day in only 3 months. So, like, I know you guys could make even more than that, because you have a huge network. I don't have a huge network. I just work with people that I love. But I'm sure you work with people that you love too. But you know,
yeah,
and spread the love. Yeah, the more people get into it, the more they will realize there's no trick. But don't be stupid, okay?
And don't say, like, you don't want to necessarily say, like, number amounts and shit. Like, you don't want to say, like, or at least I found an experience, like, someone says, like, I mean, percentages is cool, but dollar amounts, I find it's like, it's too hypey. Do you know what I mean? Or no?
Yeah. Like, but, like, basically,
it's how you approach
numbers
it.
That come back every time is people start with 5,000. They start, they do that, they do it for a few weeks, and then they're like, oh, well, can I put another 20? Can I put another 50? Can I put another 30? And it's like, of course, like, just go whatever. If you want to start with 50 bucks, it works exactly the same way. $50 would work exactly like 50,000. So if for you it's a lot of money, don't take any risk ever. Just always put the money and just be patient. That's it.
Yeah. I just want to add to the, because I know, like what Shane was saying, how a lot of people are hesitant to get into multi-level marketing. And in my experience, those people, a lot of them are broke because they haven't done their own research. And I know that that was me for a long time. And once I started to ask the right questions to the right people, my mindset completely changed. It's exactly like how I felt about the Bitcoin. When I listened to other people's opinion, I was scared about it. I thought there was something wrong with it and everything like that. When I started to do my own research, I was like, oh my gosh, this is incredible. And that's the same thing that happened to me with multi-level marketing. And I've been able to create a five-figure monthly income now for 5 years now because I did my own research. So anybody who doesn't spend the time to do their own research doesn't deserve to make the money that can be created that way. And the other side of it is that multi-level marketing helps the 99%. It is completely there to feed families. It's designed for people to make money from home, from their computers with no overhead. The companies don't spend any money on advertisement. So the beautiful part about it is that money gets put back into the organization with the people who are involved in it. Like, to me, it is a win-win-win situation. And when you can multiply that with something like a currency that's going to help people, and like you're creating, like, it's creating a movement, you know, it's giving the power back to the people. And it's like you're mixing something that is so powerful with something else that gives that power back to the people. And to me, like, it's mind blowing how brilliant that is. I'm so excited that these two partners got together, and one of them understood multi-level marketing and didn't understand the other side of it. And the other person understands the financial, but doesn't understand that. And they come together, you know what I mean? And it is just magical. And I'm so grateful that that happened, because of that, this is going to help so many more people. And, because it's just brilliant. Like you said, everybody tells somebody, and you know, even if you get your parents to put in $50, you can change their life. I mean, Bitcoin's going to explode regardless, but are we going to find people who are there to like help humanity and create a better life for people? Well, multi-level marketing actually does that if you do the research. And so I don't know. I just think that it's magical and divine how it all goes together.
On that point, I wanted to add something, is that the notion of trust. We've been programmed to believe that the trust has to come from the government, and this is a program. Multi-level marketing is already a form of decentralized trust, because you're actually working with people that already have been through an experience. And they're like, all right, I did this, it worked for me, do you want to do the same? like what the teachers are doing. We actually do an experiment. It works. We're going to explain it to you how it works. What schools are doing, what laws and lawyers are doing and judges are doing. It's all, this whole system is actually in multi-level marketing with lawyers, with cops, with scientists, with teachers, with governments, with, it's already a multi-level marketing. The only difference between them and you is that in this multi-level marketing, you know the people you're interacting with. You have already a connection, a physical, you know them. Do you know your prime minister? Have you talked to him? Do you know the parliament representative of your, like, whatever suburb? No, like, we don't have this connection anymore. Multi-level marketing is exactly a decentralized aspect of our society. But of course, like, as the banksters and the real criminals don't like competition, they're like, our multi-level marketing is good. Any other form of multi-level marketing is not good because they don't like competition, you know, like, they are the real criminals. So, like, as you said, if you have now a multi-level marketing, if you want to work with it, if you don't want to work with it, that's fine. You can just put your own money. That's okay. You don't have to sponsor it. That's okay. If you just want to live in your bubble and you don't want to share it with anyone, that's okay. It still works. But if you have both, this is huge. This is massive. So you can choose one, you can choose the other, or you can choose both. And like, for me, I have no problem with the notion of Ponzi scheme, of pyramid structure, or anything like that, because I understand that society is already a pyramid structure. There's already someone above me. There's already someone creating the money, making decisions for me, already telling me what to do, what not to do, and getting the profits. Okay, people who speak about Ponzi schemes say, okay, let's talk about tax. Like, you want to speak about a Ponzi scheme? Let's talk about tax. Pouring more and more and more and more money to people who just spend the money without asking you permission. And that's a legal Ponzi scheme. But again, when they do that, it's legal. When you do that, you're like, no, it's illegal.
It's all perception.
It's all perception. And people haven't done their work and research. They believe other people. And if they believe friends, that's good. But if you believe people on TV, then yeah, you're just unfortunately not going to have more than the way they see you.
All right. Well,
anyway, guys,
we've touched on a few good topics today. And so I hope people out there get a bit of a feel for this company. Now, we're going to be putting up videos and things like that, or you can also go to Roman's website on my website. But there's a couple of YouTube videos that I do send people, and it's a little about the CEOs and the directors and things like that. It's good for you to have a look at them, read their energy and see what you feel. Make your own decisions. We're doing this, and this is what we're going to be doing, and we feel the window is going to be open for the next few years. So if you want to get on, let us know. You can hook in if you know Shane. He will have his link that he can send you. Jackie's got her link, Roman, and vice versa. So basically, all you do when you sign into this company, Shane, Jackie, Roman, or myself will send you a link, and you're going to be under all of our tree anyway. We're all connected in the same tree, but this is a way where you guys can cross-pollinate. But be careful, because someone who's a bit of a smart ass, what he's done, he's created a website and put it number one on Google. So when you go to USI to log in, when you log into USI, if you don't have one of the affiliate links from your team,
yeah,
you're actually clicking on some random dude who's been very smart. Good on him. I give everyone thumbs up for being smart. And he's got a website up there, and it's slightly different to the actual USI Tech website. But what happens is when you click on that login, you actually go under his tree. So hundreds and thousands of people are going to be signing in under this guy's name. And what's going to happen is he's going to be making cash. You're not going to be helping out your family and friends. So be very careful when you sign in, that you sign in to either, it'll be like, say, Connecting Consciousness or Shane Benatar or Jackie or Roman Light. There'll be a name in that affiliate link. And once you're affiliated, all you have to do is click on affiliate. Then you can become an affiliate. And without even putting any money in, you can start bringing on people and they can start trading and making money. So that's the easy way. If you don't have cash, you just bring on your friends and family and they'll see how good it is and how it works. And then they'll bring on their friends and family. And the next thing you know, you have a passive income coming in each day like we have. And you can sit back and chill. And as your money comes on, then you can invest your money into your Bitcoin packages, or you can put it in Bitcoin, whatever you want to do. So what we're basically saying is spread it around, you know, get some cash, get some flow coming in, put some in Bitcoin, chuck some in a few other cryptocurrencies. If you need gold and silver, I have a method to get you gold and silver. So this, to me, is the best thing to do. Spread your eggs over a whole bunch of different baskets. And right now, not many people know about USI. right? USI, not many people know about it. So now is the time to hook in and get your networks linked into this, because in 5 years' time, everyone will be like, oh yeah, I'm already connected to USI. So now is a really, really good time for you guys to make some money, to then do some good things in the world. And the whole reason that we're talking about this, and the only reason I'm promoting this, is so that people get out of the slavery system and you start doing things that are beneficial for Mother Earth, for other humans, getting into schools and mentoring kids, going to nursing homes, helping old people, going into the government, the parliament, creating new laws, you know, holding people accountable, having time to go out and research, do stuff, and be in good health. If you're not in good health, if you're tired, you're run down, you're sick, you can't do much for the world. And it's very hard not to be tired and run down. We're in a system at the moment where you have to either work 60 hours a week to get ahead and you have no life, or you have no money, you can't even afford to put petrol in your car to go down to a gathering or a protest. So we don't want humans in that situation. We don't want single mums that are struggling with two kids. Like, this is
Like the no jab, no pay thing. Like, let's completely eradicate the no jab, no pay bullshit by having people paid and no jab.
Exactly. And that's the how the government works us, right? They know that people are going to be spewing because they need the benefits at the moment. If their system wasn't designed to enslave us, they'll say no jab, no pay, and people will be like, sweet, I couldn't give a fuck. You know what I mean? But it's just because they're supporting on that. That's the only issue. They are, a lot of people in Australia are supported on that, and we want to get people off that so they stop poisoning their kids and injecting their kids with cancer-causing pathogens. So that's another talk for another day. But, thank you very much, guys.
End the top with just started talking about vaccines.
Yeah, it always happens. It's all interlinked anyway, you know, financial, medical, legal, military. Thank you, Roman, for your beautiful
input. Yeah, the spiritual.
Yeah. And spiritual.
Thank you, Shane.
It's great connecting, guys. Yeah, okay. Do another chat, what, week, 2 weeks from now? Or what? Check in? What do you think? Like, you probably got a bunch of other teams, don't you, Roman, going on or what?
Yes, yes. I'm a bit busy and I have my second baby just arrived last week. So my life is a bit hectic right now. But always happy to speak to brilliant people and happy to help in any way, shape or form.
Like, we do really appreciate this, man. It was grateful to have your time and everything, because you're clearly well-versed. And while you pass, you're cross-pollinating me, and then I'll be able to cross-pollinate people a lot better having your experience downloaded and databased into my auric field. So thank you.
Don't wait for that, bro.
And for people out there, you guys should, if you know Shane, he'll be posting about on his Instagram. So if you're already on Shane's account, go to his Instagram. You know what I mean? If you're already friends with Jackie, jump onto her Facebook. She'll be connecting with you, you know, through whatever means. Same with Roman. So yeah, we'll be doing our thing, but we are all connected and we are working together. So that's the plan, to get yous all up and to do something good in the world. So, all right, lovely people, we will speak to you shortly. And don't forget, jump on Nate Max TV on YouTube and podcast, and also jump onto connecting_consciousness for Instagram, and that's where you can link in with us and see all the other good videos and uploads and very interesting stuff. Thanks, Roman.
Awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Love this podcast? Support it and become a sponsor. Head to OzCastNetwork.com.